Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Back to the second hour. We got our technical difficulties straightened out. Everything is fine with the world. Robin still loves me and vice versa.
Uh-huh. So,
see that verification? I love that.
I snorted. Sorry, guys.
Nice job.
Well, you made me laugh.
Well, good. But when you never snorted before. Why are you? I haven't heard you snort in 5 years and or almost 7 years now. And
I don't know why that happened.
And now you're snorting.
I'm also wheezing, guys. So if that's what you hear, I'm trying not to. My allergies are off the hook this morning.
I got you.
Off the hook.
Off the hook. Okay. Well, ragweed is here, you know. So anyway, I'm wheezing a little bit myself. Sorry if you're hearing that on the air, folks, but it's real life. This is the way we are. This is how we live. This is what we do.
We don't fake it.
No, you can't fake it. We're not professional radio talk show hosts. We don't have a...
Oh, I think you are. You've been around long enough.
Yeah, I know, but I've never...
I'm a newbie.
I've never been anything but myself on the air, you know?
Yeah, that's sometimes good, sometimes, you know.
Yeah, sometimes good, sometimes bad, but hey, at least...
I didn't say bad. I said sometimes you know.
I know. Sometimes, you know, people like... real people, listening to real people rather than, you know, some pre-planned, contrived, whatever. So
I can't listen to the news or anything anymore.
Oh, the news readers? Yeah, some of them are a little...
They're not news readers.
What are they?
Opinion readers.
Well, some of them have their own opinion. Yeah, that's
no,
true.
No, they don't even read their opinions anymore. They read everybody's opinion.
Oh, they read the party line.
Party line opinion.
That's true. I agree. So... anyway, getting some interesting photos from yesterday. We're seeing a little girl down in Dorchester County with her first sick of deer. Beautiful sick of deer. Happens to be Boyd Stewart's daughter. Boyd has a state record bow kill.
They are a super family.
Nice people. And then our buddy DJ. We'll hear that story later, but it looks like somebody with him took a nice deer. So, anyway, we're kind of catching up on the first day action here, and that's what social media does. It gives you some insight. We saw a real nice buck. Somebody, I can't say from where, took yesterday. Nice 8-point in velvet, which is nice.
Can you say a county?
No, I can't remember. I can't.
Okay, you made it sound like it was a big secret.
No, it's not.
You can't remember.
No, I can't remember the county.
Just curious.
That was yesterday. The guy shot it yesterday morning. So there are some deer out there being taken, and, you know, some people have stands set up for the right wind, and I don't. So it is what it is. Some people have practiced all year. I haven't. I've just gotten into practicing with the bow. But, again, since I moved to the shore, my big focus isn't on getting out there the first day, although I would have liked to have been. It's got to be the right day. Does that make sense?
That just comes with age.
Yeah, it also comes with age. I think you're right. So
you don't want to go out there and sweat your butt off and be miserable.
Well, I don't mind occasionally doing that. I just feel like, you know, the wind from the east, you see the least. I mean, the old fisherman's tale. You know?
Yeah, I know.
Wind from the north, wise fishermen don't go forth. Wind from the south blows the bait in the fisher's mouth. Wind from the east, fish bite the least. Wind from the west, fish bite the best. I have never had, to my knowledge, any success on any kind of east wind, northeast or southeast. And it's been northeast, and it's going to be northeast for the next week or so. So if we get a break where it switches around to north or south wind or something like that, northwest, southwest, I'm there. But I'm not, I just don't like the east wind. That's me personally. Folks, you can hunt all you want. I'm glad you're in your stands. I'm glad you're enjoying it. I'm glad you have your stands set up for the wind. I don't. So, anyway, I'm only after one or two or three deer, and hopefully they've survived the outbreak of EHD here on the shore. We'll see. And as I get out there, and at once the corn gets cut, we'll be able to see even better and know a little bit more what's going on out there. So, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. Anybody feel like giving us a call, we'd love to hear from you. And, you know, you can be on the air. If you want to get in on the fishing tackle package from High Tide Lures and Tim, Cat Tackle Box Tim Sherman, give that number a call, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Aaron will be glad to take your call, and we'll get you right on the air as soon as we can. Let's see who's texting me. Fran. Hey, Fran girl, how are you?
Good morning, you two.
Good morning,
how
Fran.
Are you, Alan and Robin?
I don't know yet.
Okay.
Dave's just getting started.
You know, I don't get to go out into nature to see things anymore.
Right.
But I saw something was so beautiful on TV. And you know those fires that they're having out in California?
Mm-hmm.
Well, of course, some of the animals are getting separated, you know. And they showed a baby sloth had it got separated from the mother. And it was desperately screaming, you know, like, where's mom? And then the mother was desperately looking for the baby. I guess she followed that sound, you know.
Right.
And they finally found each other after the fire thing. And to see them hug each other and comfort each other and show love to each other, I thought, what a beautiful thing. But
that's,
you know,
neat.
They talk about crime. And I thought to myself, one of the problems, I believe, is that you have to put your priorities in order. And I know a lot of women want it all. But, you know, those babies that you had, they are desperate for your love and protection and comfort. And when you are not there, they're in a panic. And I looked at the humans and how many of them leave their babies for other priorities. And then what happens is when you don't take care of your priorities, you lose them.
That's true.
That's my thought.
There you go. All right.
Yeah. And to put that back in nature and to see something like that, that's really cool.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, it was beautiful. But yeah. I thought to myself, this is what's wrong with a lot of the young people. Nobody's there.
I agree with that 100%, Frank.
Nobody's there. All right. Well, after that, happy thought.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You too, take care.
All right,
thank you.
Do the same.
Bye-bye.
Take care, babe. Bye-bye.
That's one good thing. I feel like our family has a really good family support system.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes it really nice.
Your family does. I witnessed that from the sidelines. You know, you guys are all intertwined, and you know everything, and you share everything, and I think it's marvelous that you do that. So,
yeah,
cool.
He's not. He Alan came into some stuff.
Family values.
We were a little different than your family, and
a lot different than my family. I lost. Let's face it. You know, I moved away from my home state 40 years ago. The only times I returned were, you know, when I visited my parents. My dad died in 99. My mother died in 2021 or 22. I can't remember. And, you know, the family kind of all drifted apart. Once my grandmother died, my mother's mother, who was the matriarch of that side of the family, once she passed away, you know, the family, the cousins and all that kind of drifted apart. I mean, I connect with a couple of them on Facebook every now and then, but we haven't gotten together as a family. And like I said, unless it's a well-attended funeral.
Yeah, we did have that a little bit with my grandmother and grandparents when they passed away.
Yep.
My cousins and I don't see each other as much as we used to.
Right. And it just happens when families grow older, you know.
But I think, especially with Brian and Jason and all them, we're trying to reinstall those family values again, you know.
Indeed. Yep.
We're talking about family game night now. I'm looking forward to that.
Gotcha. Let's talk about our sponsor family at Clyde Sports Shop. You know, they are a full-line Browning dealer, and there are some shotguns out there and some rifles out there that Browning makes that are just, you know, they're just sweet. I enjoy my Browning A-Bolt a lot, and I've taken animals with it. I've taken deer and bear with it, and it's, you know, it shoots just as good today as it ever did. But the X-Bolt is the high-powered rifle that you want to take a look at. If you're looking for a rifle for deer season, or, you know, if you plan on going west or, you know, north or anywhere for big game, the X-Bolt is extremely accurate, bolt-action, big game hunting perfection. Comes in all standard Magnum and short Magnum calibers. It's an adjustable feather trigger, a detachable rotary magazine, and the X-Bolt comes in a lot of different styles. You might want to check that out when you're at Clyde Sports Shop. And then there's the BAR MK2 Safari model. It's the autoloader BAR MK2. The Safari features traditionally styled walnut stock, a hammer-forged barrel, a polished, blued, and engraved steel receiver. You know, rifles like rifles are supposed to be. Reliable gas piston operations, comes with a detachable box magazine, and it comes in a variety of calibers as well. And one shotgun I'll mention, the workhorse of Browning shotguns is the BPS, Browning Pub Shotgun. Newly designed stock with a new look, a larger trigger guard, a matte blue finished barrel, and forged machined steel receiver. Features bottom ejection, which is nice. A satin finished walnut, pump action, all with superior fit and new checkering surfaces. Synthetic stock models are also available. That's the BPS Browning Pump Shotgun Field Model. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit. Number 9, 410-242-6108, 242-6108. ClydesFishingGear.com, open 7 days a week. Do you have that beautiful fireplace that you never use? Well, we had one here in the back. It is still the hole in the wall in the same location, but we filled it up with a gas fireplace insert. Yep, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, the premier fireplace, stove, and hearth dealer in the region. Robin and I selected the Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. You like it, babe?
I love it. There you go. Anybody who knows me, we shop a lot for different things. We don't just take the first deal that comes down, and we were treated unbelievably by them. Where other places you walked in and people just ignored you.
Yep, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, very personable. They did the installation. They provided us with friendly, knowledgeable follow-up and service. We both enjoy the convenience of the remote control, the beauty, and the room-filling heat from our gas fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro and Regency brands, and act now, and I'm serious about this, before the fall rush. You can select a new pellet, gas, electric, or wood stove from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's in Graysonville. Stop into the showroom soon so you'll be ready for the future cold weather. It's going to be here sooner than you think. Visit BackyardBilly's.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America is the fireplace, and we'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
She's on her way to her deer stand. Where'd that come from, Aaron? Oh, you hadn't heard that.
I like it. What color eyes did Kathy have?
Brown. Yeah. What color eyes do you have?
If you don't know, you're in bigger trouble than you think you are.
I know, and I know why. Let's talk to Ronald. Good morning, Ronald.
Good morning, Alan, and good morning, Miss Brown.
How are you doing? We've been talking and thinking about you.
Well, I've been thinking. I still listen to the show and everything there. And as of today, Miss Ruth's sister, they're going to pick me up, and they're going to spread some of Miss Ruth's ashes out in the lake out back, you know, in Essex out there, you know.
Oh, that's nice, though. That's super.
Yeah, they're going to spread some of her ashes in the lake there, back in the river back there, you know, from where she lived at and everything like that.
Got it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I'm still listening to the show, still learning things there and everything. I feel good. I feel a lot better than now. Yeah,
very good.
I feel a lot better now because what I went through and what I think, I didn't get to see, though, but, you know, a lot going on there, so. Miss Ruth, she's in good old heaven now.
Yes, she is.
She is there.
Oh, she is. She's a good lady.
How y'all been?
Doing good.
Doing good and wonderful. Crazy busy.
Yeah. And Alan, yes. I hear my man.
I'm here. I'm here talking to you. Absolutely.
Yeah, it's been crazy. We've our grandkids run us nuts. So
they do.
Okay. We love every minute of it, though.
Yep, no question.
Oh, yeah, nothing wrong with that. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
I've been involved in a project with our other business, Bucks, Bears, Stags, working with DNR, getting them some information for their annual big game report, and it's been an intense, laborious process. So, but it's done, thank goodness.
So. I just heard a while ago when you said about the little girl who killed the big deer. Last week here or something.
Well, yeah. Yesterday.
Yesterday
was the first day first day of the archery season.
Well, I'm out here with my daughter now out here by maybe past Woodlawn a little bit there.
Oh yeah,
and
yeah.
We got deers all out here.
Oh, I know.
That's neat.
I know. I used to live out that way. I lived. Rockdale is the area, the neighborhood I lived in, right off Liberty Road, and I had I had deer in my backyard. There wasn't woods within a couple hundred yards, but they were in the backyard, bedded down, and a couple real nice bucks in there. So I don't know if they're still there or not. So we'll see.
Uh-huh. They're not there. They were there to tease you.
I'm up here, like on the second floor, and my daughter, she was looking at the daughter said the deer was looking right at her, straight in the eye.
No, yeah, they can do that.
Yeah, it is out here, but you know, they haven't seen them in a while, but yeah.
You can see it. You can see them in your mind, right, Ronald?
Huh?
You can see them in your mind, right?
Oh yeah, yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Well, Alan and Robin, it's been nice talking to you.
I'm so glad you called, Ronald. I really am.
Enjoying the show and everything, you know. Just giving y'all a call to see how y'all are doing and everything.
All right.
Keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, buddy.
Okay. Y'all take care.
You too. All righty. Bye bye. All right, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see. No callers on the line. All right. Well.
Does that surprise you?
No, not at all. Not today.
But it's the first day of deer.
Yeah, it is. It is. And I hope, you know, in everybody's excitement to get out there and, you know, get in the woods and get in their stand and all that stuff, that they do continue to practice safety. Always wear that safety harness. Always be strapped into the tree, coming up, coming down, and make sure that everything is working on your tree stand before you actually put all your weight onto it. I hope you've had a chance to get out and check it beforehand, make sure everything's working fine. I just ordered a set of new ratchet straps for one of my climbers. Not that there's anything wrong with the ones that that I have, but, you know, it's always nice to have a spare set. Because that is something that you don't want to have fail, is the thing that holds your stand tight onto the tree.
That
so,
sounds intelligent.
Yeah, I do value my safety. So getting older, I don't go as high as I used to. I'll still climb to 20 feet, but I'm not one of these, you know, climb up 35 feet in the air and stand on a platform that's, you know, 18 inches by 2 feet, not going to do it, you know. So I don't need a deer that bad, you know what I mean? And I, you know, I admire the younger guys that have the agility and the strength and the stamina to do that, you know, climb those climbing sticks up there 30 feet or whatever they do. And I like sitting in my climber and relaxing and, you know, looking down on the woods and seeing everything that happens. And I don't think I miss anything because, you know, as long as you're quiet, as long as you don't move around, you know, and the wind is right, you're fine. So, anyway, that's my thoughts. I'm kind of looking forward to this new property that we're...
We've got somebody on the line, honey.
Okay, well, they can interrupt me at any time. That's for sure.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Doing well.
Hey, I was curious. Have they done any reports this last season on the deer herd in Western Maryland?
Well, the annual you know, numbers always come out you know, like a month after the season. I'd have to go back and take a look, but what's your question?
Well, I was up there this weekend and there was deer and turkey all over the freaking place.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
oh,
it sure was crazy. But yep. Then when you get up there for deer season, you don't see nothing.
Well,
that's because they're smart.
Yep.
Yeah. That's true.
Well, I tell you, we were up in Garrett County on August 20th. I will tell you something about Garrett County. When I've hunted Garrett County, you know, years ago when I first moved down here, had an invitation to hunt up in Garrett County, and I've hunted bear hunted up there. And I never had a problem seeing deer. Had a problem seeing good deer, you know, quality bucks and things like that. But we have measured in the last 2 years, we have measured nearly 50 deer over the last 2 years. And these deer, the deer herd, and the attitude of the hunters up there has changed tremendously. It's 180 degrees from if it's brown, it's down, okay, to let's let the youngsters walk. Maybe there'll be a better deer next year. We have measured some fantastic deer as far as antler size and body size and things like that. And for the record book. And I think out of those 48 deer that we measured, I think we've probably put 40 of them in the record book. Now that's,
wow, really?
That's no, wow. Now that's no small accomplishment, because a deer taken with firearms, a typical deer has to measure 140 inches of antler, and a non-typical deer has to measure 160 inches of antler. Okay. And so those deer, And with the influence of the National Deer Association, the Mountain Maryland chapter, the deer herd has continued to improve in Garrett and Allegheny counties. And here's why. They have 66,000 acres. No, I'm sorry. I'm wrong. 6,600 acres. Not contiguous, but under QDM up there, under quality deer management, 6,600 acres. That's a lot of acreage. And 50-plus landowners are participating. So what these guys are doing, they're keeping their deer herd in balance. They're taking out the does, the excess does. They're letting the deer, the small deer, grow up, and they're not taking those deer till they're 4.5, 5.5 years old. And the quality overall in the deer herd in Western Maryland has improved greatly, greatly. So,
yeah, I usually don't go up the Deep Creek to hunt. I got a place right in Green Ridge.
Yeah, sure.
I hunt Green Ridge a lot, but this year, man, it just seems like they're all over the place. I know it's early in the season.
Sure.
It's crazy.
Well, good. I mean, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah.
So, there you go.
Curious if you had the results for that at the end of the season.
Yeah, I'll have to go take a look.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
All right,
buddy.
Have a great day, Mike.
Yep.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Yeah, I think if I remember right, the overall harvest last year for Maryland was lowest it's been in forever. It was below 80,000 deer. It was down 17%. A lot of that is, in my opinion, weather, and related to the season last year. But the rest of that is all deer being taken out of off the landscape by disease, primarily epizootic hemorrhagic disease. So, anyway, let's see. Next break, Spurry's Tire Service. Yeah, I like talking to those guys. I really do. They're always busy. You know, they're always busy. You know why? They have a great reputation. But they'll take care of you, no question. Located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton, that's where the locals get their tires and their auto service work done. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as Michelin, Yokohama, and others, Spurry's Tire Service has the tires for your car or your truck, any make, any model. And you know what? Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your backyard. From garden tractors to farm tractors to lawnmowers and even wheelbarrows.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do. Tire repair, full-service automotive repair. If your check engine light comes on, if you need your heating or air conditioning filled or checked, they can do all that. 24-hour truck service and much more has kept Spurry's customers, including me. Robin?
Yeah, and me.
Yeah, there you go.
Who introduced you to Spurry's?
Satisfied for over 30 years. You did when you busted a tire on your old car. Stop by with no appointment needed for tires. Call Spurry's Tire Service in Easton, 410-822-7384. Visit their website, spurriestire.com. That number, 410-822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. Yes, indeed. Who's next, Robin?
I don't know. You just remind me of that tire. I forgot I did that.
I know. I remember. Okay, a couple of things to mention here at Chesapeake Outdoors. You know, your full-service archery shop, they do all kinds of bow tuning, and they have all the arrows and accessories and thousands, I think, of broadheads and all the scents and all the supplements and anything you need for deer hunting. They've got it all. Same thing with waterfowl. All the decoys, the calls, the camo, anything and everything. But since we're in archery season, well, they carry the 10-point crossbows, the Nitro 505, the Matthews, the new one, the V3X in 29 and 33-inch axle-to-axle, custom arrows, bow tuning accessories I mentioned, the R500, the Ravens, and the R500 sniper model. The R500 is on sale. Yep, the R500 is on sale if you're looking for a crossbow. Home defense shotguns by Chiappa and Escort, at least 10% off, starting at $279. All Hook, H-U-K, fishing apparel, the T-shirts and the shirts and that type of thing, 40% off with the, you know, fishing season coming to an end. And they have these cube targets. This was just added. The cube bow hunting targets you shoot your field points, your broadheads into, 20% off on a select model of the cube targets. They got lots of them. Why not stop by Chesapeake Outdoors, Route 50 East, Exit 39B, Dominion Road, Ken Island, 1707 Main Street in Chester. That phone number, 410-604-2500, 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you. Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The gun range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting, and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Morning, Dale.
Good morning.
How are you, buddy?
Not too bad.
Good. Glad to hear
Hold
you.
Hold on a sec.
Oh.
Yeah, you sound like me this morning.
I've got a philosophical question for you.
A philosophical question. All right.
If you could bring your dad back for any outdoor activity, I don't mean a specific, a trip or anything, but a specific location, for hunting or fishing, what would it be?
Wow.
My dad's not dead, but he can't fish anymore.
Yeah.
You know where I go?
Yeah. Where?
Behind his office in Graysonville. On the
okay, PM. Yeah, I know where that is, Robert.
With just the white perch.
Yeah.
And the blue and the little probably. Sunfish. And yep. That's I would do that all day long. Not the boat. Don't need that. Don't need any of it. Just take me back there.
I would bring my dad back, if I could, for 2 hours on the Ottawa River in Val-d'Or, Quebec, anchored off a rock shelf, a mica rock shelf, and relive that moment when he was asleep in the boat in the middle of the day because I bugged him to take me fishing in the middle of the day when everybody else was in the cabin asleep. He's laying in the bow of the boat, head back, rods out, and his rod started, you know, the tip started to go. I said, Dad, you got a bite. Can I get it? Yeah. Set the hook on a 6-pound walleye, and he woke up. We continued to take walleye for about the next 20 minutes up to almost 8 pounds. And that school of walleyes moved in on that rock shelf, and that was one of the finest fishing experiences we had together. I mean, there were a lot of them, no question.
Oh, yeah.
But that was the one. That's the one I talked him through to the other side, told him about, you know, that experience, you know. And that's one that stays in my mind forever. And that was back in 1967, 66, 67.
I was 4.
So, yeah. Yeah, I was 12 or 13 when that happened. Yep. One of the most coolest pictures, you know, times of our fishing. The other time would be anchored off. We were done. It was the first day of trout season in Pennsylvania, and we had fished all morning, didn't get a bite, and we anchored up off Route 219 bridge on this little cove off the edge of this weed bed on Deep Creek Lake. And we sat there for an hour, and we burned through 3 dozen minnows and caught just about every species imaginable in Deep Creek Lake. Walleyes, rock bass, chain pickerel, smallmouth, black crappie, you name it, we caught it in those several minutes. Where would you go, Dale?
Upper Potomac, off of Knoxville, in October. You know how I feel about October.
Mm-hmm.
It needs to be 3 months long.
Yeah, you're right.
With my dad. And we, Alan, we fished up there for close to 30 years, and we had a routine, and we would go. We had all the pools named, and that's where I would go.
Yep, smallmouth.
Yep, smallmouth. Well, channel catfish were up there.
Yeah, channel catfish, yeah.
There were a couple spots where you might catch rock bass and various types of sunfish, even a crappie. In fact, there was one spot we called the crappie pool because
nice.
For some reason there used to be some crappie in there.
Yeah, that's crazy. Yeah.
So, but that's where I'd go.
I caught a 10.5-inch rock bass that day. I caught a 24-inch chain pickerel, and something else was pretty good size that day in Deep Creek, which was you know.
Well, I can remember one day in the spring up Susquehanna, we caught 11 different species.
Yeah. Yep.
So that was quite a trip too. So.
Yep. Hey, are you available? Are you available Sunday?
I should be, but the weather is not going to be good.
Okay.
Check the weather.
Maybe a little later.
They're waiting. I mean, this is beyond a bumper crop.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
But they're starting to split a little bit. I mean, I've got plenty left, but they're starting to overripe.
Okay.
And when they do that, in fact, I even saw signs of my pet squirrel out there, I think.
Uh-oh.
Well, wait a minute. Don't tell that squirrel. We tell the squirrel. I got to get a few beforehand.
Yeah, we'll get some.
Okay. Well, I mean, Sunday is good, but the weather just does not. I mean, check the weather and get.
All right, I will. Yeah, I'll keep an eye on the weather. If it's not Sunday, we'll do it one day next week when it's.
Yeah, because it's supposed to be. You know, there's rain of forecast. I think Monday and Tuesday also.
Oh boy, we'll get there. We will get there.
He actually said he tried to make some.
They'll
big
be
preserves.
Around because I've got all sizes. Some of the biggest figs I've ever seen.
Yeah.
He gotcha. Said he's going to help me try to make fig preserves, which I've never tried before. So.
Okay. Do you all have a dehydrator?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think they would be good for that, too.
Ooh, I bet they would.
Yep. Good plan.
Oh, Dale, I like that idea.
Well, okay. Just give me a shout.
Sounds good, buddy.
All right.
Thank you, Dale. Well,
take care.
And thanks for the memories.
See ya.
You bet. See you now.
Bye-bye.
Man, that really brings it back.
Gotcha. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. I haven't been paying attention. Let's see.
Pay attention to what?
Huh?
Yeah, I've been paying attention to what?
The text. I've been looking at the deer on Facebook.
I know. I've been trying to wave the phone in your face every time.
You what?
I've been trying to wave my phone in your face every time. I get one from Aaron.
I got it. 410-922-6680. Another call before the break, and that would be appreciated. Yeah. Yep, indeed. So, yeah, just thinking about that. That was a very nice question, and you know, there's so many. I mean, fishing in Boswick Pond in southern New Jersey. You know, watching him out there fishing with his buddy's son, introduced to a lure called a no-name lure, like a little fly on a leader. And you put a black one on, you catch a stringer full of crappies. You put a white one on, you catch a stringer full of yellow perch.
See, I'm just, you have all these places. I have all these places I went with Dad.
Yep.
Okay, and Dad, like I said, Dad is still alive. A lot of people know my dad, I'm not saying, but he can't fish anymore.
Right.
Okay. But just that, I wouldn't care if I never went to one of those other places.
Right.
But if I could go back there with him.
Yep.
That's what matters.
That's right. I get you.
I don't need the big fish.
No. Nope.
I don't need any of that. I just need this stupid yellow white perch.
Yep.
Sorry, guys.
Yep. I got you. Well, you know, panfish. Yeah, we used to fish for carp. I mean, that was so much fun. Dad, in Clark's Pond, again, southern New Jersey, he hooked a carp that probably went, I'm going to say, close 20 pounds, and fought that thing and back and forth. I probably went on for at least a half hour, and got it right up to shore, and it, you know, it spit the hook. But to fight, just to watch him fight that thing, he caught a carp in the Juniata River near Williamsburg, Pennsylvania, and that part of the river was not the cleanest. That was downstream from the paper mill, okay? And he caught this carp, and that thing ran up and down and up and down. You catch a carp in a river, you are going to be in for a battle. And he fought that thing, and he loved every second of it. I mean, a carp is a big, strong fish, and the fight and the thrill of it, even though it's a carp, you can't just say, it's a damn carp. No, you fight that thing and you enjoy that battle, and then you turn the thing loose. It is just so much fun. It's like, you know, it's like catching a red drum or something, you know, in the bay. They're just a torpedo in those rivers, you know. So he had some epic battles for sure, you know. Anyway, I digress. He passed on September 6th. That was Tuesday of this week. And, you know, I thought about him a little bit, and 99. The beauty of it was that Jacob, my grandson, was born November 10th, and we hunt together. And, you know,
so today's Jacob's birthday?
No, November 10th.
Oh, they said September.
November 10th. So, cycle of life.
Sorry.
Like Reba, right? Cycle of life.
I can't wait to see that show. I'm psyched.
You are excited, huh? All right. Well, let's take our final break, and then we'll see if we have any callers call in on the line. Let's talk about our friends at you-know-who, Backyard Billy's. Yep, Backyard Billy's.
If not, I still have Wally to talk about.
Wally?
Yep.
Okay. Don't forget.
I haven't. Okay. I haven't forgot since before the break, halfway mark.
Okay. Wally. All right, that sounds cool. So, plenty of summer left. I mean, you know, the weather's going to be nice through October. You got plenty of time to get out there and get some of those big fat fall crabs and sit down on at your picnic table or on your deck and have family and friends over and enjoy time together. Well, to make that even better, why not stop by Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, your go-to place for making backyards fun. They've got anything you need for your deck, anything you need for your backyard as far as seating and tables. They've got high tops and low tops. They've got those Adirondack chairs. There's 300 of those in stock. They have Adirondack chairs that swivel. They have Adirondack chairs that rock. You can see all that if you just pay a bit of attention when you're going past exit 44 in Kent Island on Route 50. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds in Backyard Billy's backyard with free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Now, inside Backyard Billy's showroom, check out the barbecue grills Why not put a new one up? How about a Traeger? Wild, what do they call it? Wi-Fi-ed. Yeah, Wi-Fi operated from your phone. You can set the pellet flow. You can set the heat up or down. All that on a Traeger barbecue grill from Backyard Billy's. They also carry Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe, the grill smokers. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and freestanding deck umbrellas, too. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. And Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sports Shop one more time. Excuse me. Anything for fishing, anything for archery, anything for hunting. The full-line Browning dealer. And don't forget, their, you know, early muzzleloader season's just around the corner, about a little over a month away. They carry now carry CVA. You know, we've been talking about CVA for 20 years here on the show. It's just a better gun. Optima V2, the Acura LRX, the Paramount long-range muzzleloader. If you want to take a long-range muzzleloader into consideration, the Paramount is the way to go. And they even carry the break-action Scout, which is a centerfire rifle in 45-70. Yep, straight wall cartridge. You can shoot that at any shotgun county available at Clyde Sports Shop. Of course, all the CVA accessories, the black powder, the Pyrodex, the Blackhorn 209, the 777, all of that, and everything you need to set up your bow, too. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. For firearms, licenses, gunsmithing, and scope mounting, why not give them a call? 410-242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop. Open 7 days a week. We'll be back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex Bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex Bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It's all set. They got the bug boy on.
The bug boy?
Yeah. The little fella's been riding his heart out. They're going to break his maiden.
Really?
But it's a little slow out there. Rain last night. Oh, this baby loves the slop. Loves it. Eats it up. Eats the slop. Born to slop. His father was a mutter.
His father was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
His mother was a mutter.
What did I just say?
Hey, one thing I didn't tell Dale.
What's that?
Right down from where we got the white perch and the sunfish.
Yeah.
Was the first fig tree I'd ever had. The first place I'd ever had figs from a tree.
Really?
Dad had a fig tree in that office, too.
Did he really?
Yes. And a fig tree and a mint bush. And it was really cool.
That's cool. That is very cool. Yep. Let's see.
We got a call.
Okay. Greg. Good morning, Greg. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Good.
Good. I'm originally from Bel Air, but I'm in Violetville now. But real quick about the fig tree. The first time caller to you guys. I've called in the various CBM shows, but the fig tree. Does yours emit a scent?
We don't have it here. That's our buddy Dale.
Oh, but they
Dale
do.
Has it. Okay. Because yeah, they have a scent. Like this was more of a bush per se, but the figs were delicious. And one of my friends had it, and it smelled like cat urine.
Oh, great.
I don't remember that, but I know it had a scent, and it wasn't extremely pleasant.
Yeah, it was.
But I don't remember that.
A bitter smell, you know, it reminded me of cat urine. But I had a quick carp story for you.
That was
Telling about your father.
Yep.
My cousin and I, we grew up hunting and fishing. Our uncle was a member of the Marco Club down in Middle River.
Right.
It's a, you know, sportsman's club, and they had John boats. You had to bring BYOM, bring your own motor.
Right.
I live in Hartford County. We had the Susquehanna River, and, you know, I love the Conowingo Dam. Prior to 9/11, it was 24/7 catwalk. You know, they unfortunately had to close the catwalk down, I believe, because of 9/11. I've never actually asked them why, but fishing off the catwalk at the Conowingo Dam it rivaled trolling on sport fishing boat in the bay.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I mean, it was, you know, and now we were 13, and I'm not going to claim ignorance. I was raised, you know, hunting and fishing, and you know, if you harvested it, fish, venison, whatever, you ate it.
Oh yeah,
you didn't waste it. But we were at the dam, and the carp would swarm by the gates. I don't know if it's because of the oxygen or whatever, but they would just, you would see hundreds of them. And we had these big treble hooks. We're 13 now, and kind of knew better, but we dropped the treble hooks down, and happened to hook. I hooked one basically in the fin.
Yeah.
And we're using Pier and Jetty rigs with, like, you know, 25-pound, 30-pound test on it. And you have to use a drop net up the dam, obviously.
Yep.
And we'd open the bale and let it go out a few hundred yards down river.
Yeah, really.
And it would take every bit of 45 minutes to get that guy in. Yeah, and I
gotcha.
I kept it, and enjoy carp cakes.
Yeah, they're good. No question.
That's awesome.
Hey, listen.
21-pounder.
Thank you.
Neat.
Thank you. Appreciate
right,
that.
Thank you.
You have a super day.
Yep.
Everybody, get out, stay safe, stay healthy, enjoy your family, enjoy this beautiful weekend, even if it rains.
WCBM Baltimore is Talk Radio 680 AM and 99.9 FM.